Good morning, good afternoon, whenever you're listening. I just want to do a 2021 wrap. And I know I don't have a lot of content to do a wrap up on, but I just wanted to express like my deepest gratitude towards all the people who listened to the podcast this year. I started it in August, September. And I've released the episode consistently since I've started this podcast, and it's been received very well as far as I'm concerned. I didn't think anybody would listen to it. I didn't think I would. I thought that I would get to this point and I would get one or two listens, and I would just be talking to myself for the most part. But to have over 200 listens and over 50 to 60 unique listeners and people from different countries listening to the podcast, and just looking at the analytics and all the people who listen and and like the comment, the posts and all that stuff on social media, and I really appreciate it. And looking back on it, I never wanted to make an episode to where like I would just ramble about certain things. Like, that's always been the goal, is just trying to find my groove and find myself and find what I'm good at in this space, and make my podcast unique to me. And I feel like I'm getting there, and I want to start doing more, not necessarily scripted, but I definitely want to write down more of my ideas and start to flesh out more ideas and do a lot more research and come more prepared for the podcast and have a better monologue. I also want to get some guests. I'm going to have some guests come on here in the near future, and we're going to discuss some things dealing with tech and how technology and cars have merged. And I want to get some car people on, some tech people on, and just become, just branch out and start to figure out, just start to, touch on different topics and things like that. And again, I'm just happy for myself. I'm proud of myself for staying consistent and staying true to my word and doing what I said I'm gonna do. Because the podcast was a lot. It is a lot harder than I thought it would be. I thought that I would just come in and just start rambling about cars, and it took a turn for, I would say, the better, because I ended up talking about more things that I wanted to have a discussion about, and I ended up, finding out a lot more and understanding a lot more of the topics that I talk about, especially like electric vehicles, and like how that technology and how, things like that will progress in our future, and especially with this new metaverse that's supposed to be coming out and all of that, and how all of that plays into everyday life, and how in the next, 19 years, like life as we know it now will, be completely different. It's all just very, very interesting how all of this stuff will just play out, and it'll be a completely different landscape in 10 or so years. So, and how we'll have to adapt to everything. So, again, thank you all for listening. The podcast itself is a lot harder than I initially anticipated. Like, it's not hard to the point where like I have to force myself to do something, but it's hard in having to have a conversation with yourself for 20, 10, 15, 20 minutes at a time. It's not one of those things that you can just, like I said, I don't want to ramble about things, but I want to have like coherent thoughts about what I'm saying. And even with like the little bit of like writing down of ideas that I did and the little bit of scripting, like I ended up having a lot more things to say than I initially expected. And just talking with people and just trying to figure out a way to get people on the podcast. Like, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that I just really didn't anticipate when it came to this, the editing, the getting the effects right on the microphone and getting the settings right, and uploading and having all of the graphics and Instagram post and Twitter and social media. It became a lot, and a lot more than I really thought I than I thought it would be. I know like it seems simple just posting, but like there's like an actual strategy and there's a method to the madness on social media. It's not like you just throw it out there and then hope for the best. It's like you kind of do, but then it's like you have to target where you want your post to go. And I didn't really understand that, but it makes sense now. And it's all fun. I'm really enjoying the podcast. And the point of the podcast, like I stated in previous podcasts, is to have it to where the podcast itself will fund the build of the car. And now that we're on the car, at this point, as far as the front subframe is concerned, I found a website where I can get the front sub, where I can get the steering rack refurbished, basically rebuilt and powder coated black. I'm gonna send that off. I'm definitely going to look into maybe getting a set of I don't know if I want to get a set of knuckles or get my knuckles modified and get lower control arms, because I do like that look of the camber on the front. I like that drift look, especially because it's going to be a street car, and I do like that really low like drift car look to where the front is camber. And you know what I'm saying, I personally like that look. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe if I can convince my wife to let me get the Works Rezacs, then that'll probably be the look that I'll go with. But with how much those wheels cost, I don't believe that that'll happen. That's kind of like the dream look, is the wide body with the Works Rezacs. I'll post a picture on my Instagram of the look that I want to go for eventually. Either the street car look or, you know, the hot boy wheel look. And I know it's not something that's original, but I definitely want to go with that. I also looked up some track days. There's a lot of track days in the summertime, or this year, starting on the 15th at Barber's, and then there's a bunch of track days that we can do. So if we can find a couple of days, find a couple of track dates to commit to, we'll probably go with like a time attack setup, or like just a initial street setup with like work, well, not works, but the RPF ones and some sticky tires, and just do handling and try to just, you know, build a car towards that, and just have leave the motor NA and just do exhaust and intake and just leave it stock and just drive it, just drive the piss out of it. So we'll see whichever way the budget goes in 2021, we'll see how that goes. But just in general with 2021, I feel like I always feel like I didn't accomplish a lot, but I never look back on the accomplishments that I made. And when it comes to the car, like it was very hard to get to a point to where I was mentally ready to do anything with the car. I had a lot of personal things going on in my life, and I didn't necessarily want to. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you. There's a lot of personal things going on in my life, and it was so mentally demanding to where I just could not put the time. I could not focus on doing the car. I was not able to get my daughter for the summertime. I had to go through a whole court situation to make sure that that thing was situated. There was a lot of money out of pocket. There was a lot of time and a lot of effort into that, and that ended up stressing me out so much to the point where like I lost a lot of weight. I pushed everything to the side. I couldn't, like, it was so mentally demanding and stressful to what I just couldn't do anything other than focus on going to court. And that took all of my summer away from me. And like I hated that situation because of that, because it took so much time, and like it was such an embarrassment to me, to where I didn't even want to. I don't even like talking about it now to this day, but I feel like it's pertinent to why I started the podcast. And yeah, it's pertinent to why I started the podcast, because I wanted to reclaim that for myself. I wanted to reclaim, because I'm a car guy at heart, and I always will be. And the plan was to get the car ready this summer so that I wouldn't be doing this over the wintertime. And with the podcast, like, it held me accountable to my car, it held me accountable to my hobby. And it was a way to hold myself accountable and continue my interest, even if I couldn't wrench on my car. It made it to where like I still was involved in that, but not physically or mechanically involved in it. And so once that situation, I literally think like once that situation got resolved, like a month or 3 weeks later, like I started the podcast and it was like, boom, I've been on it consistently. And I thought about taking a break and not doing a podcast this week and just starting up on the two podcasts coming up next Monday and next Thursday. And I was like, no, I'm going to continue on and hold, I continue to hold myself accountable and I continue to push forward. I've released what, 13 or 14 episodes? I think 15. This will be number 15 for the year. I have to look back and see. And I've gained some followers. I've gained, a new perspective. I've learned how to talk and learn how to hold conversation and learn how to monologue, because that was probably the hardest part to get over. It's like I'm having a conversation with myself, or I'm talking and I'm just giving information and just like having a conversation. But it's so strange to sit here and talk to a microphone or talk through my headphones and sit where I'm sitting at and just have a conversation, just talk to myself. And it's kind of strange in a way to talk to yourself. And having a monologue is kind of strange. And a lot of people would look at that and be like, well, you're just talking to yourself. You're not really doing anything. But I'm really, it's, I don't know, it's weird. It is like the more I think about it, I get in my head and it's just weird to like do it. So that's why I want to get some guests on and like have some things to conversate about when it comes to tech and cars. And so I think 2022 is going to be a good year. We'll probably do, we're going to continue on with, we're going to start doing the two episodes a week. And then we might switch it up with like different topics. And one might be cars and the other might be technology. Or we might have one where it's just me, and then another one will be, we'll have a guest on from time to time. If we can get some people on, get some people to agree to come on the podcast and continue to grow and get bigger and better and continue on. And that's really all I have to say today. I know this is another short one. Happy holidays to everybody. And again, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it.